I'm sure we all have something that we have become attached to over the years. Personally, I'm quite attached to my four fingers and thumb, but one Christmas, this almost changed after an unpredicted series of events, all stemming from my Christmas wish. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, Alicia, what are you talking about? So, let me tell you the story of how my wish to try ice skating led to me spending the day after Christmas in the hospital. It began with my Christmas wish list, at the top of which I had excitedly written the word ice skates. Although I had never actually set foot on an ice rink before, but seeing videos of people skating with ease had 5-year-old me convinced it was a sure thing that I too could skate around just like a penguin. So, when Christmas Day arrived and I unwrapped a pair of ice skates, I was beyond excited. My parents had planned for us to take a trip the very next day to the ice rink in the neighbouring city about an hour's drive away, and so the next morning we hopped in the car and were off. Once we had arrived, I put on my skates and hobbled over to the edge of the rink. Balancing turned out to be a little harder than I had initially thought, and so my parents came over, one on each side, and held onto my hand as we stepped onto the rink. After much scrambling around, I seemed to find my feet and find a rhythm, and we were skating, albeit pretty slowly. This is where I got maybe a little overconfident and let my mind wander off the task at hand. The next thing I knew, I was wobbling a bit and started to lose my balance, so of course, I pulled on my parents' hands to try and regain my footing. But instead of finding my feet, I made them lose theirs, and before we knew it, I started to fall, sweeping out my dad's feet from under him with a karate kick as I went down. After a moment of confusion, I realized we had fallen and were lying on the ice, with me on the bottom of the pile, which was not the most comfortable landing position, especially because I was considerably smaller than both of them. But then, I looked to my side at the ice next to me and saw a pool of red creeping across its surface. Now, at this point I felt zero pain, so of course I thought that someone else must have been cut until I looked at my hand and saw two of my fingers semi-dangling from it. And immediately I freaked out. I'm pretty sure it still didn't really hurt because the cold of the ice had numbed my hand, and I suppose the shock too. But the sight of my fingers was horrifying, and I was looking at them thinking, this is it, I'm going to lose my fingers. And so I was bawling. Once our accident had been noticed, a group of people immediately swarmed around us. Fellow ice skaters, people who worked at the ice rink, and bystanders who just happened to witness the fall. They helped us off the ice and called everybody else off the rink too. My memory at this point is a little foggy, I suppose because I was so focused on my fingers, but I'm told the ice looked like something from a slasher movie, and I later learned that because of me they had to close the entire ice rink to clean the ice. Once I was off the ice, the first aid staff at the rink advised my parents that we should go to the hospital because the cut was too deep for them to bandage there. Luckily for me, though, my fingers were indeed repairable, and once my parents and I had hurried to the hospital and I got some stitches, I was all good to go and would be just the same as before, except maybe a little more afraid of ice skating. On the plus side, the hospital staff were really friendly and took pity on me being in hospital the day after Christmas, so they gave me a big stuffed toy to take home with me and console me. All in all, I would definitely say it was a memorable first experience ice skating. But in all seriousness, I actually still enjoy ice skating, even if it sometimes makes me a little nervous. And when the winter festival comes to our city each year, my family and I take a trip to the ice rink at the fair, and it's usually good fun. And I suppose you could say that 5-year-old me's Christmas wish did in fact come true. I went ice skating, even if it did turn out a little different than I had first imagined.